the profitable graphic designer. You see, I want you to understand very carefully that a skill is not just for providing solutions. No, a skill is a medium of exchange where you provide solution and you're given a returns as a reward. So you solve a problem for somebody and the person gives to you back for the problem you solved. For example, I help you solve a mathematical question. Then, because I solved it for you, you're like, wow, thank you so much for solving this for me. And you reach out and give me 1,000 naira. Why? For being able to solve a problem for you. Because I want you to understand that a lot of people are actually looking for money. People want to make more money. People want to be very rich and wealthy and all of those things. But the bedrock of monetization is value. Value. You must be a person of high value before you can have money, before you can call money for you. Do you get what I'm just saying now? So the key to monetization is value. You have to be very valuable. What do you have to offer? Because people don't just give to you. People don't just reach into their pockets and their accounts to give to you. No, they give to you because of a certain reason. So the reason is what you will give them. You give them a reason for giving you money. All right. Now, I want you to understand that there are a lot of people out there. Graphic design is a very competitive business. And so there are a lot of people out there who are doing what you're doing. Or there are a couple of people. Some of you are not even graphic designers yet. So there are a lot of people out there who are aspiring to become graphic designers. And there are a lot of people who are already graphic designers. So how do you stand out? The way you stand out is by standing out. So you have to be very unique. You have to add uniqueness to your voice. You need to add your personal style to what you do. You just have to be very different. You have to be very different, all right? And the way to be very different is by putting your best. Put in your best in all your projects. Don't say, well, you know, there was a time a young lady approached me. I think, was it early this year or I believe it was last year. The lady approached me and said she wanted me to handle a design for her. And it was a ministry project. It was for her church. And I gave her my price, of course. And she was like, wow, this is so expensive. And then I explained to her, I said, of course, it's very expensive because I'm a professional graphic designer. I'm very good at what I do. And she was like, well, she said, I'm sorry. She said she was sorry. She couldn't pay that amount of money. Well, I asked her for her budget, in which she told me it was very small. It was a very small amount. I mean, she offered to pay about, was it 60% of what I asked for? And I was like, really? But because I have a soft spot for church project, you get it? So I decided to say, okay, I will do it. I'll do the work. But I'm not doing it because of the money you're giving to me, because the money is very small. And she was like, okay, I understand. Thank you so very much. And she made a plea to me. She begged me. She said, please don't say, because this money, this is the point I'm trying to make now. This is the point. Listen very carefully to this. She said, don't, because I'm paying little, don't because of that reduce the amount of effort you put in my work. And I laughed. I mean, it was quite funny to me, because I was like, why would you think, because you're not paying up to the amount I requested for, why would you think I would not work very well? Why do you think I would not be excellent with my work? I said, well, to me, it doesn't matter whether you're paying big or whether you're paying small. No, I design professionally all the time. So there are a lot of people, as I'm saying this to say this, that there are a couple of people out there who call themselves graphic designers. And because someone is paying just 1K, or because someone is paying them 1.5, or because someone is paying them 2,000 naira, they are like, I'm not going to put in my best. No, it's very wrong. Did you know that after I made a design for her and for our church, a pastor saw the design, and a pastor was like, because she actually took the money from her pocket. It was not like the church or everybody was aware that she'll be making that design for the church. And a pastor was like, wow, this design is so impeccable, very beautiful. Who did this? And she was like, it is my friend and blah, blah, blah. So a pastor reached out to me. And then, see, let me explain something to you that, you see, referrals. When you get referrals, you see, as a graphic designer, referrals most times are where you would get more clients. When people begin to refer your works to other people, that is how you get your clients most of the times. Many of the clients I have right now is as a product of referrals. People just refer me. So I'm saying that you should always put in your best. I'm so emphasizing on the word always, all the time, whether the pay is small or whether the pay is much. No, you keep putting in your best for all your projects. Make sure you satisfy your clients, all right? Another thing I want you to know is that you have to be very innovative with how you market and you brand yourself. Be very innovative, because if you keep designing, well, you have to just be very innovative. Do you understand? Because when you're very innovative, one day you will attract clients that are of the same quality as your brand. Do you get what I just said? You have to be very innovative. You have to be different. You have to really work on yourself, develop yourself, build yourself, practice, keep practicing. Be very good. That is how, because some of you think you just had to get clients who are rich and they are so ready to pay you money. No, it might even amaze you to find out that people will start to come to you for free designs. But as you begin to, because that's actually how many of us started. Now, as you begin to work like that, make sure your works are very, very unique and different. That way, when they begin to post their works, when your clients begin to post their works, there are people that will see their works and will be very wild and will be like, oh, I love this work, and they will reach out to you. So be very innovative, and I'll say this again, be willing, be ready to put in extra smart work. You know, there are people who say it's not about hard work, it's about smart work. You see, listen to me. Whether smart work or hard work, what's wrong with smart working and hard working? I don't know what's wrong with that. You can smart work and you can hard work, if there's anything like that. Do you get it now? So work hard, and of course be smart in your hard work. Do you get it now? So put in smart effort, put in extra smart effort, put in extra hard work. Do you get it now? The only way to enjoy what others are not enjoying is by doing what others are not doing. You just have to be extra. The difference between the difference between ordinary and extraordinary, of course, many of you have heard that the difference between ordinary and extraordinary is the extra. So be willing to do extra than your friends would have done. So a profitable graphic designer, let me round off now. A profitable graphic designer is not a lazy graphic designer. No, not at all. It's not a lazy graphic designer. And also, a profitable graphic designer is not a stingy graphic designer. A profitable graphic designer is not a lazy one. What I'm trying to say is that you must show up every time. Don't miss deadlines. No, when you say you will get your work on Thursday, make it Thursday. When you say you will get your work on Friday, make it Friday. Don't allow clients to start or pursue you here and there. It will affect your brand. Clients will be very unhappy with you, and you don't want that. So show up every day. Show up every day. Also, learn to use your WhatsApp status to advertise yourself. Don't just post memes. Some of you are meme kings, meme queens, meme lords. Some of you are very, all you do is spend time on Facebook and chat and post on groups and post jokes and comedies. Very nice and very beautiful. But many times you actually should promote yourself, promote your business. Post it on your WhatsApp status every day. Tell people what you do. Because if you don't tell people what you do, they won't be able to patronize you. Why? They don't just know what you do. They don't know you're a graphic designer. So you have to inform them and educate them that you're a graphic designer. The last thing I want to talk to you about stinginess. There are a couple of graphic designers who are very stingy. See, if you're a stingy graphic designer, you can't make it. You can't. You just can't. Why? Number one, there are courses that you actually might need to pay for. as a graphic designer, as professional as I am, more than 80% of my income I spent on courses. I learn, I make sure I'm learning, I make sure I'm paying for courses as good as I am. I make sure I read books, I make sure I develop myself, and the books are not free. You see, if you see materials, this class is actually free. Yeah, this class is free. And the reason why I'm doing this, I've explained to some of you, is because of, you know, family things. For my brother, for my brothers. And for some of you who reached out to me, who say, please teach me graphic design, please teach me. You told me, you came to me to teach you graphic design, not because there are no other people who can teach you graphic design. No. The reason why you reached out to me is because you've seen my works, and of course I'm good. I'm a very professional graphic designer. But how did I become a professional graphic designer? I spend money. I pay for courses. Now, so there are courses that you might actually pay for, that you need to pay for. The reason why this course is free, and I'm dishing out, you see, what I'm teaching you in this class, nobody in the entire world will teach you for free. Nobody. And I mean it. No, maybe there are some people, but you rarely find people who teach you for free. This is a gift. What I'm teaching you in this class is worth nothing less than 5,000 Naira. I said 5,000 Naira intentionally. I should have actually said 15K. I taught someone last year, and I collected, the person is a close friend. As a matter of fact, the person later became my roommate on campus. I taught the person 11,000 Naira for what I'm teaching to you now. So this is actually a free gift. I'm giving you as a gift. I'm giving it to you as a gift. But if you need to develop yourself, if you want to build yourself more, there are courses that you might actually need to pay for. All right. Apart from paying for courses, as a graphic designer, there are resources, there are pictures, there are elements that you might actually need to buy. There are fonts that you may need to buy as a graphic designer. So you can't be a stingy, because sometimes the difference between a professional graphic designer and a novice, an amateur now, the difference many times is the resources they use. Professional graphic designers get high quality images. They use different fonts that you might not be able to find easily. So you need to pay for resources. As a graphic designer, you need to pay for courses, you need to pay for materials, resources. Do you get it now? So you can't be a stingy graphic designer and make it in the market. It won't work like that. Do you get it now? Like I said, let me close with this. A profitable graphic designer, if you want to make profit as a graphic designer, you need to be hardworking, and also you can't afford to be a stingy person.